His first flight, page 208, second paragraph. The wind rushed against his breast feathers, then under his stomach and against his wings. He could feel the tips of his wings cutting through the air. He was not falling headlong now. He was soaring gradually downwards and outwards. He was no longer afraid. He just felt a bit dizzy. Then he flapped his wings once and he soared upwards. He uttered a joyous scream and flapped them again. He soared higher. He raised his breast and banked against the wind. Ga, 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 woo, la. His mother swooped past him, her wings making a loud noise. He answered her with another scream. Then his father flew over him, screaming. Then he saw his two brothers and his sister flying around him, curvetting and banking and soaring and diving. Then he completely forgot that he had not always been able to fly and commenced himself to dive and soar and curvet, shrieking shrilly. He was near the ocean now, flying straight over it, facing straight out over the ocean. He saw a vast green sea beneath him, with little ridges moving over it, and he turned his beak sideways and crowed amusedly. His parents and his brothers and sister landed on this green floor in front of him. They were beckoning to him, calling shrilly. He dropped his legs to stand on the green sea. His legs sank into it. He screamed with fright and attempted to rise again, flapping his wings. But he was tired and weak with hunger, and he could not rise, exhausted by the strange exercise. His feet sank into the green sea, and then his belly touched it, and he sank no further. He was floating on it, and around him his family was screaming, praising him, and their beaks were offering him scraps of dogfish. He had made his first flight.